4, HKX, mobile.
V4, CBA, mobile.
Dave, KO4, HKX. Beginning to wonder if my radio is broke.
It's working good, Patrick. were you not getting any response?
It's like from about 4:30 to, I don't know, 8 o'clock, there's nobody on the repeater a lot of nights.
I usually, when I'm at the house and I'm working FT4 or FT8, I usually turn the 2-meter rig on just to see what's going on and if there's somebody in there I know or I have something to add to the conversation, I'll jump in, but a lot of times, I really don't have much to add, so I just listen.
It just seems that way to me because of my drive home. It seems like most of the time I don't get a response from somebody, but then every now and then I will.
What repeater do you go to after you get off of 6-1? Say again.
White Oak, the one you and Steve are using.
Well, I was just curious. And I grabbed into my radio. I don't think I did it at first, but I checked to make sure I could hit it, and I got it full quieting at home. So I went ahead and programmed it in. And I programmed it. I just did it manually instead of using the software because it was less trouble, and it's not like that hard to program manually. And but I accidentally programmed it on the channel that 6-1's on, so I had to redo it. I definitely don't want to lose 6-1 on that radio.
This repeater seems to have the most activity of any of them around that I can hear. So you definitely don't want to lose it.
Cuba, did you have a good day?
Yeah, I had a good day. Nothing spectacular, just a normal Tuesday. Run through everything. Finished up a little later than I normally do, but not too much.
I don't know if you heard what I did. I drove up to Phil's house, W4NGU. I drove up to his house this morning. And did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah. You went way past it and then had to turn around and come back. So you went like 26 miles out of your way.
If I hadn't been going 90 and 100 miles an hour, because I was late. I was real late, like an hour late, and I hate to be late, but anyway, I was buzzing on down the road, and or up the road, and I guess I just flew right by it. I thought I was paying attention. I wasn't even talking on the radio.
I have no excuse for blowing by then, right?
Last time I went up there, that happened, but I was talking on the radio, so I used that as an excuse.
And all of us, I'll be doing something, driving, get my mind on something else, and drive right on by wherever I was going.
And that, or I'll be going down the road, and I'll go, now, where am I going? Oh, yeah. But, what was I going to tell you? Come back to me in a minute.
In tennis, or are you picking up supper?
Some supper about an hour ago, and so I'm headed to the tennis court. I got a 6 o'clock doubles match, and actually leaving a little later. I usually leave about 5:15. But left a few minutes ago. But I start, it only takes about somewhere between 13 and 15 minutes to get there. So I've got plenty of time to, you know, like run red lights and, you know, run people off the road to get there.
Like everybody else?
Especially when I have the Blue Lives Matter and Adopt a Cop on the back glass, it really doesn't set a very good example.
It doesn't, and so you gotta be careful of that.
People on the sidewalk, they really get perturbed.
Because of the loud car?
I'm driving on the sidewalk.
Walk, that's where I drive, KI4DOS.
Gary?
I did that, Gary.
Patrick and David, y'all are having a good day. Yeah, there's less traffic over there on the sidewalk. The only problem is like you said, the people get a little bit irate every once in a while.
The mailboxes and the street signs, you know, dadgummit.
To get on the sidewalk, I'd be taking on and down tables and whole nine yards.
Talked to a buddy of mine last night on the phone. He's still gainfully employed in a trucking outfit. They bought some Peterbilts, and I told him, I said, well, I said, you buy me a 379 and I'll come to work for you and run two trips to New York. He said, the only problem with that is, he said, if we ordered it today, it would be next Christmas before we got it in, if we got it in then.
Talk about that one for a while, but if you want something like that, you better order it now for the next 2 years.
Most of I got a year. My brother-in-law's ordered a BMW and in November he just got it the other day.
David, well, I can't say anything. My brother-in-law ordered a Chevrolet, and I want to say it's an Equinox, but I'm not sure. Anyway, he bought it and paid for it, and it was paid for over 7 months before he got it. I told him, I said, I don't believe I'd wait 7 months like that on a vehicle that I'd already paid for.
I'd pay for it. I mean, I might give him, you know, some earnest money, but I wouldn't pay in full.
Pass on that myself.
And my brother-in-law now, he doesn't finance anything. If he goes out and buys something, he pays cash for it. He borrows from himself. He makes payments on it, but he's paying himself back for it. He just goes in and pays cash for everything. I told him, I said, I can't afford to do that either.
You actually get a better deal on cars if you finance it, because they think they're making money off the back end of the sale.
I have to step out or switch over to the other repeater. I've crossed the state line, so I'm going to say 73KO4HX, and I'll be clear. You gentlemen have a safe day.
We'll see you. You're dropping out. Talk to you later.
Flat, I got to talk to you a little bit this afternoon. You have a safe trip on to the house, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend, KO4HKX, KI4DOS mobile.
Are you staying out of trouble?
It works too well, it don't seem like.
Imagine you getting into a whole lot of trouble. But anyway, I don't know, maybe you get more trouble than I think you do.
If said trouble is my middle name, I guess. I don't have to go looking for trouble. It just seems to find me.
Sometimes I feel the same way, but, you know. Oh, me. It's like that song. I can't think of who sings it, but I think they're using it in a dog food commercial now, but anyway, they're singing about trouble.
I don't know either, David, to be honest with you. But I'm going to have to make this my last one. I'm pulled into the store down here where I've got to go in and jump out. I've got to jump out and go inside to make a purchase. Good talking with you this afternoon. You stay on the sidewalks, and that way nobody else will have to worry about where you're at. But be careful out there, and have a good day with your tennis matches. Enjoy yourself. KB4CBA, KI4DOS, I'll hear you on the sideband then tonight, maybe. 7-3.
That's the sideband. I'm going to be through till 7:30, and I won't be home till nearly 8. So, anyway, check me in. We'll talk to you later. KI4DOS, KB4CBA, 73.
JE Mobile.
At W1JE, KB4CBA, Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
Whiskey 1 Juliet Echo, Scott here.
This is David. This will be a short one, but I'm in the parking lot. There's white lines for my... So I can park my pony here somewhere.
Staying short, because I am almost home myself. I just turned on the radio and thought I'd throw my call sign out and see what happens. Well, I'll be darned.
I don't think I've heard your call before. I mean, it's not like I know everybody's call. Oh, me. But, you doing okay?
Doing all right. Long day at work. Yeah, if I'm on the radio, it's for 15 minutes at a time. Because that's how long it basically takes me to get to and from work on regular hours. But I've heard you on the radio when I'm listening, because I will turn it on. I just don't chat that often anymore.
I get on here and throw a call out when I'm mobile. And, every now and then I'll jump on there, when I'm at the house. Most of the time, I'm listening on 2 meters, but I'm usually on HF, doing sideband or FT4, FT8, so one of the two, one of the three, I mean.
2-3, pick a number. I understand what's going on there. As far as time spent and doing what I just forgot what I, you know, it's bad enough when people don't listen to you, but when you don't listen to yourself in a conversation.
And pay attention to what you're saying, huh? Oh, me. Well, I have discovered the white line, so I'm going to jump out of here and see if I can get that little round yellow ball. And, I got a doubles match here in about 15 minutes.
Enjoy your time. I'm going to go home. I'm going to relax, eat some dinner, take a shower, maybe surf the internet a little bit, relax with the wife, and then probably go to bed.
No plan. Well, you have a good evening. It's good to talk with you. Good to meet up with you on 2 meters FM. And be careful out there. I'll talk to you later. 73's KP4CBA clear.
All right. Good talking to you, too. Made the trip home a little bit quicker. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo, lurking on the radio.
Right. I ain't heard you on here in 100 years. KI4DOS Mobile.
What's to do with work? I'm crashed by 8:30 at night because I go in at 4 a.m. I'm working 4 days on, 4 days off. And my 4 days off isn't always 4 days off, but I don't have to. I'm doing 12. And then my off days, occasionally I go in and work a couple extra hours and get some extra work done, that sort of thing. So how are you doing?
I can't complain about anything. other than I don't have enough time in the day to get everything done I want to get done.
There's enough time in the day. It's just we're getting older and moving slower. You still holding the swap nets on Wednesday night?
Yes, sir. Sure am.
Yourself up. I'm going to try listening in on that. It's been a while. My dual band radio is now a, well, it's a dual bander still, but it's a one displayer, and that really works out.
Understand that. I hate that half your display went out, but hey, at least you know where you are.
I'm no longer wandering around aimlessly, and I know there's been times on the radio, a buddy of mine, he had a dual bander too, and I'd call him on, and I had a dual band, and we had a popular one like this one here, Blue Ridge. Anyway, I called out for his call sign on the regular repeater we're on, and he comes back on the other side. Another repeater. We're holding conversation there for about 5 minutes, realizing that we're taking up two repeaters.
I hate that you were monopolizing two repeaters at the time, but at least you were able to talk.
Single radio, I was probably hearing half a conversation going, oh man, there's another dual bander. You know, I have a question for you. You're going to pull into traffic and you've been waiting a long time. An opening happens and somebody flashes their headlights. What do you do?
Pull out.
Well, how about this? I finally had to wave when the car's crossing in front. One car went, the other lady just looked and looked and looked. I finally had to wave my hand in front of her. And she's got this shocked look on her face like, are you being nice? I'm not supposed to be going. There's all you people. I mean, that girl probably has never had, doesn't drive over the speed limit and has never been arrested.
Nothing wrong with that, I don't guess. Oh, my goodness. But, well, you know, there's not a whole lot of courtesy out here anymore on the roads, which is strange, but that's the way it is. Everybody's in too big a hurry nowadays.
It is that when you can get in your car and drive to and from, if you need to stop, let somebody, you know, cross traffic or whatever, it's not a big deal. But when you start getting traffic and you sit there and you watch the light change from green to red and you don't even move, you really think you want to let someone else, you know, you're trying to get where you're going. But yeah, when we first got out here, people use their turn signals. They're nice. I wave. I flash my lights to let people in, even when there's a long line of traffic and we're all jammed at an intersection and you know there's cars trying to get across the street. I will let the gap happen in front of me and flash my lights. Some people get it. Some people don't.
It's amazing how many people that don't understand that anymore. But, oh well, that's the way the things are going. Scott, good talking with you this afternoon. I hadn't heard you in a long time, like I said. If you can't get into the repeater because you're going to bed early, get on the computer there and check in on the free check-ins. I don't know how to do it. I haven't done it myself, but there's a free check-in function on the repeater now. And that'll help raise our numbers up. You take care. Have a great afternoon. Be safe out here on the roads, and we'll talk at you later. W1JEKI4DOS Mobile.
I mean, I just pulled into my neighborhood. Going to pull into the driveway. You have yourself a good evening, and I'll look to that pre-check-in. That might be kind of fun to try. Whiskey 1, Juliet Echo, clear.
Video this thing, over.
4 station, this is Whiskey 4, Victor X-Ray, W4VX, mobile.
W4VX, this is Whiskey 4, Bravo Delta Romeo, good evening, sir.
We are W4VX, name is Chris, I'm out here on Highway 49, I think I might be in Union County now, how's the signal into the repeater?
It's real quiet, Chris, name here's Brian, QTH is in Chesney, over.
Well, I live out here in the boonies, and I have a commute from, I guess you call it Malden, Edge of Greenville, out here. So, definitely have some time to play radio and decompress.
I'm with Custom Furniture. I've got the radio here in the shop. I just actually hooked up the antenna officially yesterday. Got it all mounted and run into the shop here and got the radio in here with me.
Well, nice distraction. It's nice to be able to sit there and monitor throughout the day.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I usually leave it here, and I hang out with Mitchell as well as an alternative.
I haven't been real active in the area here since moving down.
It's the Mount Mitchell repeater. It's just outside of Asheville, North Carolina. It's one of the largest in the state. It covers about 7 states.
I would see.
That I do not know off the top of my head.
And that might be a good one to throw in the radio as well. Something else to listen to on the commute.
14519, Mount Mitchell. 10-4, UPG. That's 14519-0, Mount Mitchell, repeater.
Thanks for that. 14519, got it.
KN4 UBG, monitor.
DW4VX, and thanks for the fill. And back over to you, Brian. You said you made some, you make furniture.
I'm pretty much seeing any kind of custom furniture you can think of. I own Diligent Furnishings.
And I guess you work for yourself.
That's affirmative.
Get that deal.
Just kind of sit here in the shop with my wife and my little boy. I'm waiting to see if my wife is going to fall asleep and fall out of the chair onto the floor so I can start laughing.
Well, I am passing the plantation, so that means my driveway is probably about a mile away. So we'll take this opportunity to say 73. It's nice to make your acquaintance, and hopefully we'll catch you again on the radio. W4, oof. Yeah, I done forgot. What's your call sign again?
Whiskey 4, Bravo Delta Romeo.
Right?
That's affirmative.
Well, 73 is Brian, and we'll talk to you later. W4VX. I'll be clear.
You as well. Have a great evening, and I'll chat with you next time. W4BDR, back to monitoring.